But 3 days later, I had my own declaration of independence, and that was, of course, on the 18th of the month, exactly 60 years ago, as Padmavandra has just reminded us. I was, at that time, just a week short of my 22nd birthday. So, of course, I was still quite young. And on that day, after having breakfast with a friend, my companion, who later became Buddha Rakshita, and I sallied forth, encircled by all those rainbows, heading down to the plains. In going forth in that way, I was quite consciously following the example of the Buddha. I knew that the Buddha had gone forth. I knew the story of his going forth. I had read about it, especially in the Pali scriptures, where the Buddha describes how, having shaven the hair of his head and his beard, and dressed in Gerwa robes, he went forth, leaving his parents behind, his parents weeping and wailing to see him go. So my going forth was very much in the Buddhist tradition. I was even literally following in the footsteps of the Buddha. The Buddha had gone forth from home. He had gone forth from his tribe. He had gone forth from a high social position. He had gone forth from riches, comfort, marriage. He had gone forth from all those things. Perhaps he didn't know, or perhaps he didn't have a very clear idea of what he was going forth in search of. Though we do know in one of the suttas, he says that being conditioned, being subject to conditions, he decided to go forth in search of the unconditioned, whatever that might be. So here was I, so many centuries later, following, as I hoped, as I believed, the example of the Buddha.